The first station, Jesus is condemned to die. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
My son is innocent. I wait, but I know this time is different. This time it's not the other women judging him because he was conceived before Joseph and I married. It's not the other religious leaders not accepting him. This is the time. This is the sword that long ago I was told would pierce my heart. Let it be done to me according to your will. I said yes to the Father to obey his will. And now my son does the same. And I watch, knowing how this will end. My son accepts the abuse, the taunts, and the torture. He says yes to the Father to save us all.
Lord, forgive me for the times that I am quick to judge or condemn others. Open my heart today. Give me the grace to accompany Mary and your son on this journey and to understand more deeply the gift that was born out of their suffering. The second station, Jesus carries his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
They placed the rough wooden cross on his shoulders. For a moment, my heart filled with the memory of Joseph showing my little boy how to work tenderly with the wood to create something beautiful. But today, the wood is ugly, and my heart breaks. I see the weight of it bearing down on him, and know it is not just the weight of the wood he feels, it is all that it represents. Every sin, every cruelty, my son carries on.
Every sin that I have or will commit, every cruel action or word I carelessly speak. Lord Jesus, you carry them all. You suffered for them that I may be washed clean by your mercy. For every step you took under the weight of my sins, Lord, I thank you. The third station, Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
He stumbled. My heart dropped inside as I saw him fall to his knees. What could I do? When he was a boy, I could scoop him into my arms and make it better. The soldiers drew their whips, and I felt each blow. I felt every muscle in my body tremble as I saw my son force himself to stand again. His eyes forward, he continued on.
Mother Mary, pray for me, that I may have the courage to continue on when I would rather give up. Pray that your son would grant me the grace and strength to stand against the things that would crush my soul. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
There was a small break in the crowd that had gathered, and I pushed through. He paused ever so slightly in his determined steps. He turned his gaze and met my eyes. I longed to hide my tears and the pain I felt, but he knows my heart too well. The words silently formed on my lips. Let it be done to me according to your will. Jesus nodded and breathed deeply before letting his swollen eyes drop my gaze. He knew I accepted what he must do and felt this word pierce my heart again.
Let it be done to me according to your will. Mother Mary, pray for me that I may also have the courage to accept God's will for my life, as humbly and gracefully as you did throughout your life. The fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
His steps are slowing, faltering. I fear he cannot go on. The soldiers sense this, and they pull another from the crowd. His name is Simon. He is pushed to help. It's not out of compassion that they have done this. It is fear that he will not reach the destination. Yet I'm thankful, so thankful, for the strong hands that take some of the weight off the shoulders of my son.
Lord, help me to recognize when those right in front of me are in need of a helping hand. Let me do for others without resentment or need for recognition. Allow me to serve with joy. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The heat of the day beats down as his steps continue. I see the sweat upon his face, mixing with the blood and bruises. As I long to step forward from the crowd, a woman comes boldly passing the soldiers and stops in front of my son. She lifts her veil and gently wipes his face. Her compassion and courage fill me with hope, and I see him smile at her before he continues on. The soldiers say nothing to her, and those near her step back. That's when I see it, left on her veil, the image of the beautiful face of my son.
Saint Veronica, pray for me, that I may look to others and see the face of Christ in every one of them, that I may show the same courage to extend compassion to those who are rejected by others. The seventh station, Jesus falls for the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
He has fallen. I clutch my heart and hold my breath, waiting for him to move. I hear the shouts of the soldiers swearing at him. His body trembles as he pushes himself up to his knees and then one foot. He's standing, swaying. He was always so agile and quick as a boy. I close my eyes for a moment to draw in the memory and pray that the Father give him what he needs to go on.
Mother Mary, pray for me. Let me not take for granted the ability God has given me to put one foot in front of the other and walk. With each step I am able, let me remember to always follow your son. The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
He has found a strength, which I know comes from the Father. As the hill begins to steepen, there is a group of women calling out words of comfort to him. And for the first time this day, I hear my son speak. Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. He suffers for them, even though they never accepted him. He loves them, even though they rejected who he is.
Lord Jesus, I thank you for your acceptance of me, with all my flaws and failings. May I never lose sight of how much you love me, and may all my actions reflect the gratitude I have for your sacrifice for me. The ninth station, Jesus falls for the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
This was the moment I thought it was finished. He simply collapsed to the ground, and the cross fell upon him. For this moment, I thought he would have to endure no more. I was wrong. They pulled him to his feet, berating him. There was not much further to go, and yet so much more.
Mother Mary, pray for me, that in my weakness I may humble myself and allow your son to fill me. That people may look to me and see more of him and less of me. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I cannot turn away as the pieces of my heart shatter. Has not the abuse and the beatings been enough? Now they must shame and humiliate him further as they strip him naked. I feel the tears on my cheeks, seeing every bruise, every wound reopened and bleeding. And as they drag him towards the cross, I brace myself for what is to come.
Lord, may you give me the wisdom and compassion to remember that my words and actions can strip others of their dignity. Forgive me for the times I have been careless and have hurt you by hurting others. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I remember holding the hand of my little boy, gently pulling a splinter from his finger. It was one of the first times he had worked alongside Joseph. I close my eyes and try to hold the memory of his sweet face, blocking out the sounds around me right now. The sound of metal hitting metal, the ugly shouts, his small hand in mine, now pierced by iron nails that will hold him to the cross. As I open my eyes, I see him lifted up on the cross, and the sword deeply pierces every part of my heart.
Lord Jesus, forgive me for the times my hands or tongue caused that hammer to strike the nail. Mother Mary, pray for me that I may strive to follow your loving example. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
I move to the foot of the cross. The soldiers do not stop me and do not meet my eyes. I glance up and see my son struggling for breath. I hear him speaking, calling out to the Father. His plea is not for himself, but for the forgiveness of those who have done this to him. There is a hand on my shoulder, and I turn. John. He has journeyed quietly along this path with my son. The heartbreak on John's face makes me take his hand to offer comfort, for I understand why it has come to this. Then my son speaks, "Woman, here is your son. John, here is your mother." And as my tears flowed, he breathed his last.
In a moment of silence, let me praise in my heart the love that Jesus has for me. The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
They lowered the cross. I let myself watch them remove the nails. Someone took the horrible crown of thorns from his head. As I knelt beside his body, two men lifted him and placed him in my arms. And I let myself cry the tears as I cradle him, just as I had 33 years before. I kissed his brow and sang his lullaby. What a gift my son has been to me. What a gift my son is for all of you.
Lord Jesus, as your body rests in the arms of your mother, let me reflect on the moment that your body is placed in the palm of my hand through the Eucharist. May I always honor and cherish you as I receive you, just as your mother did. The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The Father has sent me comfort, first in the humble, wonderful man named Joseph, who provided a place for me to lay my infant child, who walked with me through his childhood years, who brought me comfort with his quiet strength. And now, a humble man named Joseph, who provides me a place for me to lay the body of my son, who walks with me towards the empty tomb, who brings me comfort with this offering. With the other woman, I wrap his body. The day is slipping away, so we must come back to anoint him. I press one more kiss, say one more goodbye, and step out as they roll the stone and close the tomb.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The 15th station, Jesus rises from the dead. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty, except for the linens that had wrapped his body. Jesus Christ is risen. My Son has crushed death and opened the pathway to salvation. He has done all this for you. All you must do is accept his gift and honor him with the way you live your life. Will you do this for my Son?